Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your practical briefing on what is changing in artificial intelligence. It is Wednesday, August 26, 2026. Today's theme is owning the intelligence stack. AI companies are deciding which layers create real leverage: chips, serving software, models, proprietary data, workflows, permissions, and audit trails. The right answer is different for every organization. A frontier lab operating at enormous scale may benefit from designing silicon. An information company may benefit from specializing its own model. Most enterprises may create the most value by owning evaluations, workflow policy, and the authority around agent actions. Our first story is OpenAI's Jalapeno inference chip. OpenAI has published the first measured performance results for Jalapeno, its first custom inference accelerator. The company reports between 1.5 and 1.9 times more AI work per watt at peak throughput than the commercial systems in its comparison. It also reports between 1.7 and 3.6 times lower end-to-end latency. For highly interactive workloads, OpenAI says Jalapeno delivered between 2.1 and 4.1 times higher performance. Those are vendor-reported results, so independent reproduction still matters. But the breadth of the test is notable. OpenAI evaluated GPT-OSS-120B, DeepSeek R1, and Kimi K2.5. The company is presenting Jalapeno as an inference architecture that works across model families, not as a device locked to one private model. The chip is one part of a co-design system. OpenAI says it optimized hardware, memory movement, networking, kernels, and serving software together around real language model workloads. This changes the benchmark question. A theoretical peak number is not enough. An interactive agent needs a fast first token, consistent time between tokens, and low tail latency. A high-volume service needs completed requests per watt and per dollar. Both need model quality, predictable behavior under load, and a low retry rate. When evaluating an inference platform, use your real context lengths, output lengths, concurrency, and tool call patterns. Measure the median, the 95th percentile, and the 99th percentile. Include routing, queues, safety checks, network transfer, and retries. Be equally precise about power. Ask whether the figure covers only the accelerator or the full server, memory, networking, and cooling allocation. The strategic result is vertical integration. OpenAI now has a first-party silicon option alongside hardware from its external suppliers. That may improve supply resilience and negotiating power. It also lets the company tune more of the stack toward the same workload. For customers, however, provider resilience is not the same as customer portability. A provider can become more resilient while its customers become more dependent on proprietary API behavior and serving characteristics. Keep your evaluation cases, tool contracts, data, and service objectives portable even when one platform is currently fastest. Our second story is a very different ownership strategy. Thomson Reuters has launched Thomson, its first proprietary large language model. The company says it started with a strong open source foundation and invested $40 million across talent and compute to create a model for professional work. Thomson Reuters brings a distinctive asset to the project: 175 years of content and expertise across legal, tax, accounting, and news products, including Westlaw, Practical Law, Checkpoint, and Reuters. This is the domain stack approach. Instead of competing to be the best general model at every task, a company specializes around valuable work it understands deeply and can evaluate with real experts. The case for owning a domain model becomes stronger when four conditions hold. First, the organization has unique permissioned data. Second, it has experts who can identify subtle errors and produce high-quality feedback. Third, the target workflow is repeated often enough to justify the lifecycle cost. And fourth, better accuracy, control, latency, or inference economics creates measurable value. Ownership also creates obligations. The model owner becomes responsible for security, evaluation, updates, availability, incident response, and model risk governance. Training the model is only the start. A professional model should be judged on professional outcomes. Does it cite the correct passage? Does it identify missing facts and conflicting authority? Does it know when evidence is inadequate? Is its confidence calibrated? How much expert editing is needed before the result can be used? The important benchmark is not a broad label such as Frontier. It is fitness for the duty of care attached to the task. Our third story is about the application and governance layer. Reveal has announced Reveal AI, an agentic suite for electronic discovery and dispute resolution. It brings document review and fact-finding together with planned orchestration across preservation, review, insights, and case development. Aquinox has separately launched Agent Z, a platform that groups agents, workflows, sandboxes, skills, runtime credentials, triggers, users, and roles into one governance structure. The details differ, but the direction is the same. A production agent is becoming a governed execution object. It has an identity, a scope, a budget, an isolated runtime, credentials, approval points, evidence, and an accountable owner. The model may propose an action. It must not decide its own authority. Imagine a legal agent proposes changing a document's review designation, collecting a data source, placing a litigation hold, or filing work with an external party. The action should first be represented in a typed structure. A separate policy layer checks the user, tenant, case, resource, environment, and transaction limit. A high-impact transition goes to an authorized human for approval. Only then does the execution layer issue a short-lived credential and run the tool in a constrained environment. Every stage should record what happened, which evidence was used, which model and tool version were involved, and which policy allowed the action. Use idempotency keys so retries do not repeat a mutation. Preserve before and after state. Make destructive or externally visible operations reversible where practical. These controls should survive a model change. That leads to an important warning about model-agnostic platforms. Supporting several API endpoints is useful, but it does not prove portability. A workflow may still depend on one provider's tool schema, reasoning behavior, context handling, or safety features. The real test is operational. Run the same typed workflow against at least two providers. Use the same evaluation cases. Compare correctness, tool selection, number of steps, latency, cost, and review effort. Treat a model swap as a regression-tested release, not a configuration toggle. Across today's stories, three ownership strategies are emerging. Full-stack ownership coordinates chips, serving systems, models, and products at enormous scale. Domain-stack ownership combines a strong foundation with proprietary data and expert feedback. Workflow-stack ownership places replaceable models inside governed, auditable business processes. These strategies can coexist. A specialist legal model may run on a vertically integrated inference platform while the customer retains control of authorization, approvals, and evidence. For most teams, the best starting point is to own the definition of success. Build representative evaluations. Own the permission model. Keep tool contracts typed and portable. Record enough evidence to explain consequential results. Then buy or build the model and infrastructure layers according to measured leverage. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. Which model families did OpenAI include in its reported Jalapeno tests? Was it A, only a private OpenAI model? B, GPT-OSS, DeepSeek, and Kimi? C, only image generation models? Or D, no models because the tests were theoretical? The answer is B, OpenAI reported results across GPT-OSS-120B, DeepSeek-R1, and Kimi-K2.5. Question 2. What foundation did Thomson Reuters say it used to build Thomson? Was it A, a strong open-source model foundation? B, a spreadsheet macro? C, a custom chip with no model? Or D, a consumer search index with no specialization? The answer is A. Thomson Reuters says it specialized a strong open source foundation with its data and domain expertise. Question 3. Who should decide whether an agent may perform a consequential action? Is it A, the model based on how confident it sounds? B, a deterministic policy and approval layer? C, whichever tool responds fastest? Or D, the inference chip scheduler? The answer is B, a model can propose a typed action, but independently enforced policy and approval rules must determine authority. Question 4. Why should inference testing include tail latency and retries? Is it A, because they reveal system behavior and completed task cost under realistic load? B, because they make model quality irrelevant? C, because they remove the need to define power use? Or D, because they guarantee model portability. The answer is A. Slow tail requests, failures, and retries affect capacity, user experience, and the real cost of successful work. Question 5. What is the strongest test of a model-agnostic agent platform? Is it A. Counting provider logos? B. Running the same typed workflow and regression suite against multiple providers? C. Keeping prompts and tools unversioned? Or D. Letting each model invent a different action format? The answer is B. Portability is demonstrated by evaluated workflows and outcomes across providers. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. Own the definition of success. Own the authority to act. Keep the rest replaceable. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.